Malachi awoke and knew immediately that trouble lay ahead. The sheet beneath him was wet, and he could smell the tang of urine. Before he could even think how to escape his punishment, Mother appeared by his bedside. She grabbed him by his skinny bicep and dragged him from the narrow bed.
"You dirty little boy," she shouted, "lying in your own filth, not even trying to be good. As God is my witness, I will teach you to behave yourself like a decent human being. You are 5 years old. You should have stopped this disgusting behaviour years ago."
She dragged him down the hallway. He stumbled and cried out in pain as his arm twisted in its socket.
"Don't, Mother," he screamed.
She clouted him on the side of the head.
"How dare you shout at me? Remember the fifth commandment. What is it?"
"Honour thy mother and father."
"Well, do it then."
She pushed open the door to the spare bedroom. The room was devoid of furniture. Not even a carpet softened the hard-edged cube, although thick plum-red velvet curtains kept the outside world where it belonged. Outside. In the centre of the bare board stood a 6-foot-tall wooden post, 8 inches in diameter. It had been mounted on a sturdy platform, which was screwed down through the floorboards and into the joists. To stabilise the post, a braided steel wire ran through a neat hole drilled through it, 3 inches from the top. The wire was secured to eye bolts in opposite walls and strung to a humming tension with heavy-duty galvanised turnbuckles. The boy struggled half-heartedly. He knew it was pointless. Mother was so much stronger than him, for now. And the punishments weren't usually painful, more uncomfortable, he supposed, though he hated the feeling of powerlessness they imposed upon him.
"Put your hands behind you," his mother said.
He complied, interlacing his fingers around the pole. He felt her rough hands tying the knots that bound his wrists, swore to himself once again that there would come a reckoning, a judgment day. When she'd finished, she came round to stand in front of him, bent closer so that he could smell the alcohol on her breath, see the fine hairs on her cheeks where the grains of powder had caught.
"The Christian saints endured so much suffering for their faith. You cannot even live like a civilised human being amongst all this luxury we provide you."
She turned and left him there, although she didn't close the door. When she returned, she was carrying a kitchen knife, and she had the strange twist to her lips that he'd christened the danger smile. There were other times after that. Mother was determined to instill in the boy the correct attitude to faith, obedience, self-discipline, chastity. The first time she touched him, while he was lashed to the post, he recoiled, earning himself an extra 3 hours in the room on his own. He passed the time by going into his head, an increasingly troubled place, but one where he could escape Mother's endless sermons, strictures, and alcohol-fueled fits of weeping self-pity.